This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. A new Boston Globe investigation finds that nearly one in every five state troopers on the current roster has at least one sustained misconduct charge. We're talking about improperly running background checks on behalf of drug dealers, assault and battery, taking under-the-table payments for unauthorized funeral escorts. The Globe finds only a handful of troopers with sustained charges have been fired in the last 10 years. Now, this comes as the department tries to turn a corner after a series of high-profile scandals, from overtime abuses to the disbanding of an entire unit. So here to discuss this is Boston Globe reporter Matt Rochelot. Matt, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you for having me.
So, Matt, you requested internal disciplinary records that went back to the 1970s. Give us a sense of the types of misconduct that you found where troopers had sustained charges but still had their jobs.
Right. So we looked at, like you said, those records going back to the 70s. We found there were a number of cases where we couldn't see more specifically what the conduct was. But for the ones where we could, there were 29 sustained charges for assault and battery, 19 for alcohol and drug violations, including 4 OUIs, 17 charges for harassment, including 3 for sexual harassment, and another 17 for improperly using the state's criminal background check system, as well as a handful of other serious violations and others that were also, in some cases, illegal misconduct.
Is that what you expected to find? I mean, what were you looking for when you went to seek these records? What did you think you were going to find?
Right. Yeah. So we had some suspicions. There had been certain cases that sort of raise our interest in this topic in the past. And, but I think we were still kind of, taken aback a bit by the extent of it and how broad and, widespread these issues are within the department still today. Something, your listeners and you may recall in the last several months, there was, in the last couple of years, there's been an overtime scandal that's been a major, issue for the department. And some of the fallout from that was, a group of 22 troopers who were neither criminally charged in the scandal nor had retired. And of those, at least 15 have been allowed to stay at the department. So that case in and of itself sort of raises suspicion of, how many other officers have been allowed to stay at state police despite having committed serious offenses such as fraud.
So you go looking, you get this data. Take us to the moment when you realized just how widespread the existence was of active duty troopers with sustained charges.
Right, right. So we got the internal affairs logs from the department through records requests, and these often take many weeks or months to get this information. The department's often very slow to provide records. But once we got them, we saw that there was a large number of cases that looked serious to us, but we still didn't fully understand have those people perhaps been fired? Were they removed from the department? Did they resign? Did they retire? So once we compared that with basically the roster of the current roster of the force, that was sort of the moment when we realized, how many members of the department have such serious cases. And at least, like you mentioned before, one in five has at least one sustained charge. Now, those range in different levels of severity,
Let me ask you there. Is that number abnormal for a large police department, one in every five?
Right. So we spoke to some national experts, and the indications are that, yes, it is. It is certainly on the higher end of the spectrum was what we were told. But the one sort of major limitation to that is similar to how the state police have treated these records, many departments around the country are often very reluctant to provide this information. They often do what they can to prevent it from becoming public. So it's a bit difficult as well to compare how state police stacks up against other police agencies around the country because so few agencies will release this information.
So your report, Matt, it really focuses on firing, the lack of troopers who have been fired. You talk a little bit about other forms of discipline that some troopers have received, but this is really focused on the fact that people are still working there. You know, there's a range of misconduct in this report. OUIs on, sustained fraternization with members of organized crime. Are you saying in your article that all or most of the conduct that you found merited firing and it didn't happen?
There's certainly a large number of cases where the conduct was considered what would be considered illegal misconduct, conduct that could have led to prosecution. And I think for some everyday citizens, they might expect that if they had done those same things, they would be likely facing charges. So I think it just raises the question of if their job is to enforce the law, yet they've been found to have broken it in the past. How do you rationalize that? So I think that's sort of the question we were posing.
So we reached out to the state police before this conversation. They declined to join us, but they provided a statement. I want to read you a couple of things from it first. Quote, while the Massachusetts State Police cannot comment on matters under active review, Colonel Mason remains committed to the appropriate and thorough investigation of any misconduct by department personnel and, when warranted, consulting outside authorities for potential charges, end quote. They go on to cite penalties that have been levied on troopers, including, quote, the forfeit of all accrued personal sick and vacation time and suspensions without pay, including suspensions for a year or more, end quote. I wonder, in your research, did you come across what best practices are considered to be in terms of the appropriate level of discipline for different kinds of offenses by state law enforcement?
Right. So I think that goes back again to the issues we've had both with the Massachusetts State Police and also with that's been seen nationally with it's really difficult for, folks like us in the media and researchers told us that they've had issues as well getting information from departments about past misconduct cases and what discipline was ultimately given. So it's hard to sort of set standards and compare, what is the appropriate level of discipline. Some experts also told us that there's broadly no real uniform standards when it comes to how internal investigations should be done and what sort of punishments should be given. So it's really difficult to say.
So last question for you. I want to note that the state police are highlighting the fact that, quote, the number of external complaints made to the department has dropped each of the last 5 years, end quote. I want to ask, could that be an indication that recent reforms are improving policing? And also, did you see any evidence of that decrease when you looked at the data year over year?
Right. Yes, we did see that the number of cases opened has decreased. And when we asked experts about that, they sort of had different opinions than the department. And in particular, I know that the union that represents troopers thought they thought it was a sign that there's simply been fewer cases of misconduct. But some experts we spoke to thought that it could be a sign that there's fewer citizens out there who trust the system and who trust the department to handle an investigation. So they're less likely to file a complaint and less likely to want that complaint to go through a full investigation.
All right. That is Boston Globe reporter Matt Rocheleau. Thanks.
Thank you.